Vic arrives about 5 minutes later. He's wearing a black tie, but you'd expect that, seeing as he's an undertaker, seeing as he's just come from his premises. But he's not wearing his full rig. He's wearing a form raincoat with a flat cap poking out of one of the pockets, as if he's aimed to pitch it right. He's just one of us. It ain't official business. It's different. "Morning," he says. "I've been wondering what he'll have with him. So's Lenny, I dare say. Like, I've had this picture of Vic opening the pub door and marching in all solemn with a little oak casket with brass fittings. But all he's carrying, under one arm, is a plain brown cardboard box, about a foot high and 6 inches square. It looks like a man who's been down the shops and bought a set of bathroom tiles." He parks himself on the stool next to Lenny, putting the box on the bar, unbuttoning his raincoat. "Fresh out," he says. "Is that it, then?" Lenny says, looking. "Is that him?" "Yes," Vic says. "What are we drinking?" "What's inside?" Lenny says. "What do you think?" Vic says. He twists the box round so we can see there's a white card sellotaped to one side. There's a date and a number and a name. Jack Arthur Dodds. Lenny says, "I mean, he ain't just in a box, is he?" By way of answering, Vic picks up the box and flips open the flaps at the top with his thumb. "Mine's a whiskey," he says. "I think it's a whiskey day." He feels inside the box and slowly pulls out a plastic container. It looks like a large instant coffee jar. It's got the same kind of screw-on cap. But it's not glass, it's a bronzy.